For more information on these broadcasts, we have a couple of different addresses and things for you. You can follow us on Spreaker by going to spreaker.com/user/4516treble1. I can tell you this website currently contains 288 hours, more or less, of content for you to listen to. If you want to download the archives, feel free. It'll take you a while to get through them, obviously. So there's that. We also have our Audio Boom page, which is audioboom.com/English radio. We're also available in the Kids and Family section of iTunes. Go and have a look and see what you can download. There is a lot of stuff there, let me tell you. Our content I'm talking about. So, it is the 12th of March, 2017. On this day in 1989, it was a Sunday, and usually there's not much going on Sundays. There was Playbus, the Y-Bird stop, where the Who, What, When, Where, and Y-Bird, usually known as the Y-Bird, helps the driver to sort out lost property using her machine to tell a story. That was a 5 to 9, and there wasn't really much else on this particular day in 1989. So what we'll do, I think, is we'll skip from that and we'll go to 1990 and see what was going on. That was a Monday. In the morning, after the news, there was Open Air, then there was Kilroy. A bit later on, the new Fred and Barney show, as in Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Fred's plans to impress his boss go wrong. That was at 10 o'clock. Then Simon Parkin presenting the birthdays. And the first programme at 10:30 was Playdays. The Y-Bird stop. The story was the new wheels. After that, Henry's Cat. I remember Henry's Cat. I'm a big fan. He's got a YouTube page you can go and have a look for if you want to. All his episodes are on there. It's official, believe me. Well, I think so, anyway. Later on in the afternoon, Neighbours at 1:30. Joe and Jane search for Toby. After that, something called Perfect Strangers. And then Lee Majors in The $6 Million Man. Bit later on, a Popeye triple bill at 3:30, and then 2x2 was on at 4:10. Jenny Powell discovering why some caterpillars need glue and which insects like to eat fruit salad. So that was on. It was followed by a little cartoon of 4:05 called Stop It and Tidy Up. That was narrated by Terry Wogan. Go to bed, just can't stay awake. But today, he can't find anywhere to sleep without being disturbed.